This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House calls it an incredible military achievement by Israel, the United States, and other partners in repelling more than hundreds of drones and missiles launched by Iran towards Israel. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
A barrage of objects streaks across the night sky from Bethlehem in the West Bank amid drone and missile attacks from Iran toward Israel. The Israeli military says the Islamic Republic launched more than 300 such projectiles, but said it, with help from the U.S. and partners, shot down 99% of them. Iran has warned it would hit Israel in retaliation after a suspected Israeli airstrike earlier this month destroyed the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, killing 12, including two top Iranian generals. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday convened a meeting of the Group of Seven Advanced Democracies to, quote, coordinate a united diplomatic response to Iran's attack. The participants unanimously condemned the attack and said they, quote, stand ready to take further measures now and in response to further destabilizing initiatives. The U.S. has made clear it would not participate in any offensive action against Iran. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said his country needed help from its allies to fend off threats from the air, just as Israel did against Iran's attack. Speaking in his nightly video address, Zelensky said the world has seen that Israel was not alone in this defense. The threats in the sky were also destroyed by its allies. Zelensky again called on the U.S. Congress to approve a vital aid package.
Israel.
This is VOA News. Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz has arrived in China on a visit marked by trade tensions and Ukrainian conflict. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
German companies such as BMW and Volkswagen are highly reliant on the Chinese market, but Beijing's support for Russia creates frictions with the West. The Chancellor's visit also comes as German companies argue that they face unfair market barriers in China. This has led the German government to push for a policy of de-risking to reduce reliance on the Chinese market and suppliers. Nevertheless, China remained Germany's top trading partner for the eighth straight year in 2023, with $271 billion in goods and services. After a visit in Shanghai, Scholz will end his three-day visit in Beijing, where he will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson says he will try to advance wartime aid for Israel this week. Johnson is attempting the difficult task of winning House approval for a national security package that also includes funding for Ukraine and allies in Asia. The Republican speaker was already under immense political pressure from his fellow party lawmakers. He is sat for 2 months on a $95 billion supplemental package that would send support to the U.S. allies. A year of war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has driven more than 8.5 million people from their homes, creating the world's largest displacement crisis. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Sudan's war erupted on April 15, 2023, over a planned political transition under which the army and the RSF were competing to protect their interests. Fighting tore through the capital and unleashed waves of ethnically driven violence in the western region of Darfur. Thousands of civilians have been killed, although death toll estimates are highly uncertain, and both sides have been accused of committing war crimes.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. A Taliban spokesman says heavy flooding from seasonal rains in Afghanistan has killed at least 33 people and injured 27 others since Friday. The Taliban spokesman for the State Ministry for Natural Disaster Management said flash floods hit the capital, Kabul, and several other provinces across the country. He added more than 600 houses were either partially or completely destroyed, while around 200 livestock perished. The flooding also damaged around 800 hectares of agricultural land and more than 85 kilometers of roads. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.